Welcome to Zuli Talks. Hoping that you're doing all fine and well and you're healthy. I'd like to start by thanking you for listening to my previous episodes and this episode, and also maybe for my future episodes. Thanks so much for showing so much love to my podcast. I'd also like to thank Anchor FM for helping me in developing a successful podcast. And also distributing all my podcasts in many global streaming sites like Spotify, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker. Hoping it's all available to you when you need it. So in all my previous episodes, I've covered self-love, confidence, rejection, and also an interview with a model, Mr. Tourism Kenya. So on this episode, I wanted it to be a little bit different. I wanted to say something about a poem I wrote. It was last year. Yeah, I wrote it last year. So the topic is self-love. The title of the poem is self-love, and I wanted to recite later on, explain why I wrote it, to who I wrote it, and who inspires me to write, because I've written a few more. Yeah, so let me start. Okay, it has four verses, and it starts like this. You love her face, her womanly shape that drives you crazy, her charms that makes you want to hold on to her. You love her because she's a beauty, so you pour all your love to her. You love him, his face, his color, his manly shape, his charms that make you want to hold on to him. You love him because he's a king, so you pour all your love to him. But do you love you? Your pretty face, your melanin color, your manly or womanly shape, your charms that attract people. Do you love you because you're a beauty, or you're a king? Do you pour all your love to you? If not, then please love yourself and pour all your love to you. That's the end of it. So I wrote it. Okay, I don't think I still have to work on it. I still have to like do some working on it. So I've written, I used to write when I was young, but not anymore. Like, it took me a while, like a gap of maybe four to five years. I started writing, actually started writing maybe 2018, 2019, and maybe now 2020. I have maybe a couple of poems, and I still wanna release my book poem, but I haven't decided when, how, and where. So I wanted to explain as to why I wrote this poem, and I think I wrote this poem to elaborate how we love others so much that we want to hold on to them. We usually concentrate on their beauty, their charms, their success, their behaviors, and with that we end up falling deeper and deeper in love with them because of this features and behaviors and their achievements. And it's usually hard to let go, as in we love others so much that we forget about ourselves. We forget that we exist, or we forget that even us ourselves, we have these beauties, we have these charms, we have this success, and we should make us love ourselves more and compliment ourselves more. Beauty is beauty, no matter what color. Like, success is success, no matter how small, or any charm is good charm, by the way. So when you're looking and admiring your loved ones, you are admiring their beauty or the charm, the success. Don't forget to like look at yourself, admire yourself, fall in love with yourself, compliment yourself, and also congratulate yourself for every little thing you do. Like, even you, like, all those beauty and achievements and charm you see in others, you have them. Like, you gotta like start loving yourself and start recognizing what you have. Start recognizing your success, even if how small it is, your beauty, no matter how dark your beauty is, no matter how small your beauty is, it's still a beauty. Your charms, no matter how maybe dry, okay, there are some people who have dry sense of humor. Any sense of humor is a good sense of humor, I guess. You gotta start loving yourself, by the way. It took me, as for me personally, it took me a while. It took me years, I can say years, to like start looking at myself and start noticing that I am beautiful. Even if I'm dark, like I'm, by the way, I'm dark. Even if I'm dark, I am beautiful. I am successful. Even if I didn't own something yesterday and I got to own it today, no matter how small that something is, as long as I own it now and I didn't have it then, that means I worked hard for it. I worked hard for it. So that's a success to me. I don't care what you say, what you do, any small success is a big success to me, especially me. I love myself. Even if you ask my family, if you know my family and ask them, I think I'm them. They would say like I'm the person who loves myself more in my family. That's not wrong. Like, it took me a while to like start loving my beauty, embracing my color, embracing my shade. As in, I say embracing my color and my shade. Like, in my family, we were born 5 girls, and all of us, like most of my sisters, are light skinned, like melanin, but light skin. I think I'm one of the darkest one. I think even if I start bleaching now, it might not even work for me. But I'm not into that. I mean, to looking after my skin, no matter how dark, I know those, and I love makeup, so I know which makeup suits my face. That my beauty, my black shade or my darker melanin shade, so I'm good. So you should start recognizing what you have. If you see, maybe you love someone so much because they're successful, start working on your success. Start now, it's never too late. If you see you love someone so much because they're beautiful, you're beautiful too. You just gotta find it, own it, and then work on it.